How to run through the wall. Mental strategies for when your body wants to quit. You know the moment. Mile 20 of a marathon. The back half of a hard half. The last hill of a tempo block. Your legs are not gone, and your fuel is not gone. But a voice inside your skull has started negotiating. Slow down. Walk this aid station. Save it for the next one. That is the wall. And most runners misread it. The wall is not primarily a fuel event. It is a brain event. The runners who break through are not the ones with the most willpower. They are the ones with a protocol. This is that protocol, built from the last 20 years of endurance psychology research, and structured so you can practice every part of it before you ever need it on race day. The wall is effort perception, not empty tanks. For decades, coaches taught that the wall was a glycogen problem. You burn through your stored carbohydrate, around 90 to 120 minutes of hard running. Your liver and muscles cannot keep up, and your performance collapses. Glycogen depletion is real, and it matters, but it is not the full story. In a landmark phenomenology study, Buman and colleagues surveyed 315 marathoners and found that 43% reported hitting the wall, with onset most commonly at mile 20 to 22. But the experience itself was consistently described in cognitive and emotional terms. First, physical second. Buman et al., 2008, Psychology of Sport and Exercise. Samuele Marcora's psychobiological model puts a name to what is happening. Performance does not end when the muscles run out. It ends when perceived effort reaches maximum. Marcora and Stajano, 2010, European Journal of Applied Physiology. In their now famous study, cyclists who had ridden to exhaustion were still able to produce a 5-second maximal sprint at 242% of the power they had quit at. They were not empty. They had decided they were empty. This is the operating principle behind every technique in this guide. If the wall is largely a perception of effort, then perception is the lever. Why willpower alone fails. The first instinct most runners have when the wall hits is to grit harder. This almost never works for two reasons. First, gritting raises perceived effort. Tightening your face, shoulders, and hands recruits muscles that do not contribute to forward motion. Second, raw willpower is bandwidth limited. McCormick, Majan, and Marcora's review found that motivation and effort regulation operate through specific cognitive strategies, not through generic toughness. McCormick et al. Said in 2015, Sports Medicine. The runners who maintained pace under fatigue were not feeling less effort. They were managing the same effort better, with technique. The four-part wall protocol. When the wall arrives, you run the protocol in order. Reframe, then refocus, then redirect with self-talk, then resegment. Part 1. Reframe the sensation. The wall comes with a heavy sensory package, burning quads, raspy breath, a leaden feeling in the legs. Most runners read these signals as warnings to stop. Trained runners read them as data. Pain reappraisal research shows that how an athlete interprets a sensation governs its disabling effect. Astakorki and Mauger demonstrated that tolerance of exercise-induced pain was a significant predictor of time trial performance, independent of fitness markers. Astakorki and Mauger, 2017, Scandinavian Journal of Medicine and Science in Sports. A simple reframe script. This is what mile 21 is supposed to feel like. I am where I am supposed to be. Part 2. Refocus your attention. Where you put your attention determines how much of the effort signal reaches conscious awareness. Brick, McIntyre, and Campbell's review reframe the old associative-dissociative binary. Elite endurance athletes do not pick one mode. They flex between active monitoring and deliberate external focus on cadence, breathing rhythm, or running form. Brick et al. Doors, 2014, International Review of Sport and Exercise Psychology. At the wall, switch your attention to a single mechanical cue every 60 to 90 seconds. Relaxing your hands, dropping your shoulders, lengthening your exhale, counting steps to a target cadence. Part 3. Deploy motivational self-talk. Hatzai Georgiadis and colleagues' meta-analysis of self-talk in sport, covering 32 studies, found a moderate positive effect on performance, with motivational self-talk producing reliable gains. Hatzai Georgiadis et al. Chose in 2011. Perspectives on psychological science. Blanchfield and colleagues trained cyclists to use motivational self-talk for 2 weeks and found a 17% increase in time to exhaustion at a fixed workload, with a corresponding reduction in perceived effort. Blanchfield et al., 2014. Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise. Two rules make self-talk work. First, second-person voice. You can hold this. Outperforms first-person voice. Second, the cues are short, rehearsed, and matched to the moment. Pick 3 cues now and burn them in during training. Strong and smooth, hold the form. You trained for this exact mile. One more song, then reassess. Part 4. Resegment the distance. The wall expands time. The remaining 5 miles of a marathon feels infinite at mile 21. The fix is to refuse the long view. Goal proximity research consistently shows that proximal goals produce more effort than distal goals of equal total magnitude. When the wall hits, stop running the marathon. Start running to the next light pole, then to the next aid station, then to the next mile marker. Each segment ends with a small conscious win, which lowers perceived effort for the next segment. The 90-second wall. Reset. When the wall arrives in full force, run this 90-second sequence before deciding anything. Seconds 0 to 15. Extend the exhale. Inhale for 2 steps, exhale for 4 steps. Seconds 15 to 45. Relax 3 muscles in order. Hands first, then jaw, then shoulders. Seconds 45 to 75. Deploy your 3 rehearsed self-talk cues. Seconds 75 to 90. Pick the next physical landmark you can actually see and commit to running to it at current pace. After 90 seconds, reassess. The vast majority of wall episodes that runners give in to could have been broken by this sequence. Common mistakes runners make at the wall, catastrophizing the first hard mile. The wall is real, but a single rough patch around mile 18 is often a fueling lag that resolves in 10 minutes. Treat early discomfort as a passing wave, abandoning pace strategy entirely. The research on pacing favors a small controlled adjustment of 10 to 20 seconds per mile slower for 1 or 2 miles, then a return to goal pace over a permanent collapse, relying on race day novelty. Runners often plan to use a new mantra or playlist on race day. None of those have been stress tested. The protocols above only work if you have rehearsed them in your hardest training sessions. The pre-race wall audit. Use this audit on your 2 longest training runs before any goal race. Block 1. In the final 25% of a long run, increase pace by 10 to 15 seconds per mile to produce a credible mini wall. Block 2. Run the 4-part protocol in order, out loud if possible. Block 3. Execute the 90-second reset at 1 moment of peak discomfort. Block 4. Within 24 hours, write 3 lines. Which cues worked? Which did not? What to change? What this adds up to? The runner who breaks through the wall on race day recognized it as a brain event the moment it arrived, ran a 4-part protocol they had rehearsed all training cycle, and refused to let the long view of the remaining distance crowd out the next 90 seconds of work. That is a learnable skill. It rewards rehearsal the same way mile splits do. The MindSport app includes guided pre-race rehearsal of the wall scenario, on-demand audio sessions for the morning of a race, and a self-talk builder that lets you bank your own 3 race day cues. The runner who arrives at mile 21 with a rehearsed protocol does not need to find a new gear. They run the gear they already have. Citations. Buhmann, M.P. et al., 2008. Hitting the Wall in the Marathon. Psychology of Sport and Exercise. Link, Marcora, S.M., and Stiano, W., 2010. The Limit to Exercise Tolerance in Humans. European Journal of Applied Physiology. Link, McCormick, A., Mayen, C.U., and Marcora, S., 2015. Psychological Determinants of Whole Body Endurance Performance. Sports Medicine. Link. Astacorki. A. H-S-S-Y. And Mauger. A. R. 2017. Tolerance of exercise-induced pain at a fixed rating of perceived exertion predicts time trial cycling performance. Scandinavian Journal of Medicine and Science in Sports. Link. Brick. N. McIntyre. T. And Campbell. M. 2014. Attentional focus in endurance activity. International Review of Sport and Exercise Psychology. Link. Hatzigeorgiadis. A. et al. 2011. Self-talk and sports performance. A meta-analysis. Perspectives on psychological science. Link. Blanchfield. A. W. et al. 2014. Talking yourself out of exhaustion. Medicine and science in sports and exercise. Link.